and Marie here from Pursuing Compatibility. I'm your genie, but within reason. So, I am talking today about how to break negative stereotypes abroad or anywhere, really. So let's talk about the first example, which I've struggled with a little bit in my life. So sometimes it gets frustrating how there is that perception that a woman with blonde hair and blue eyes is an easy lay. And that's just not true. Some of us actually have standards. So no, I have never had a hookup, and I don't plan to because I don't want to feel that way. I don't want to feel like that. So I think that sex should be a meaningful experience. I have no desire to be in anybody. And so when I've gotten some weird, like one time I received like a weird message on my business text phone thing. And then I just responded with, well, I'm not interested in being in anybody, but if you're interested in being in anybody, you can go have at it. So now let it be known, I do not judge those that do hookups because one of my closest friends has done hookups and we talk openly about it. And I'm always kind of joking and teasing with her. I'm not giving up on you. Everyone needs some love in their life. Seriously, everyone needs love. And it's okay to say that. It's really sad that some people give up on love completely. And it's very unfortunate. And I'm your genie, so I'm going to make it all better for you, okay? But basically, that's a frustration in my eyes because I've had some guys speak to me, like, really weird when I've gone out. Like, was it when I was traveling in Thailand and then by some American guy? And then even, like, you know, with my friends, sometimes I get these weird comments. And I'm just like, if my brothers were here, they would have a fit. But anyways, so there's that. And then also with regards to this type of issue, when I was teaching English as a second language to my students in South Korea, we would talk openly about these issues and stereotypes. And they would ask me openly about these things. And I told them I've never had a hookup. I actually have standards, you know. And they're like, really? Wow. You know, I thought, like, you know, that's what they assumed. And I said, yeah, well, that's an unfortunate, you know, stereotype. Don't judge a book by its cover. You might be surprised. And also that goes to show how sometimes the American media is very frustrating. Sometimes certain celebrities ruin it for everybody. And then people abroad or whoever, even in America, get the impression stereotypes due to those reasons. So it's not good. It's not good. And sometimes it gets frustrating, but you know, it is what it is. And I'm happy to break those stereotypes. I do it every day and I openly talk about these things when people ask me. I mean, I won't give up all my like privacy, but you know, I'll be open about like having standards and things like that. So in addition to that, there's also the negative American stereotypes that unfortunately have occurred in our society sometimes. And it does get frustrating sometimes when you're traveling, of course, because sometimes you hear things just because the bad experience has ruined it for everybody. And that's not fair, of course. And I just handle it really well. So with regards to that and advising that if you're having this issue, honestly, hearing the whole same old lame quote, kill them with kindness doesn't really work. Kindness is just being nice. That's not really breaking it. So I'm going to tell you what worked for me. And I think this works pretty good.
Did you know that over 71% of Americans are infected with toxic belly bacteria, flooding your stomach without warning, making you fatter? You may be suffering from a common curse called weight loss resistance. The good news is you don't have to do any joint crazy workouts to leave you exhausted and sore. You don't have to starve yourself or eat boring salads every day. You definitely don't have to deprive yourself from sweets that you like on your cheat days, right? We all love those days, eh? Before you go any further, I want you to know it is not your fault. Honestly, the truth has been hidden from you for a reason. It's not because you're lazy or lacking in willpower. It's not because you don't want it bad enough. And it's definitely not because you don't have any discipline. It's simply because you have not tried this amazing apple detox drink. This flushes away the stubborn belly flab. This is the number one answer for women and men. You're not in this alone. Seriously, don't get rubbed from the full energetic life that you deserve. Go to my episode description for an instant discount right now for the apple detox drink. If you're frustrated with the stubborn fat that just won't dang go away, sheesh.
So for example, I'll give you an example. When I was in traveling on an airplane. Okay. So for example, I was sitting next to these two Russian folks and they couldn't explain in English what to the airline stewardess what they needed. And I kind of guessed, just because I lived abroad for so long, that I kind of can pick up on sometimes body language and what people are trying to say based on situations. And people are like, how'd you know that? I'm like, well, you know, when you live abroad for so long and you hang out with local people, you kind of get really good at guessing. So basically in this situation, they were basically trying to express that their friend was coming and they're running late. And I helped them and explain that in English. And then they're like, oh, thank you. You know, and they were asking me like, oh, where are you from? And I was like, I'm American, you know? And then they gave me a look like shocked that I was an actual like nice American, you know? And I just gracefully, you know, was nice. And I was just like, yeah, I'm like, you know, I'm American, you know, that kind of thing. But what I did was, there is truth a little bit, obviously, to the kill it with kindness. I'm not trying to dismiss the person that made up the quote. But what's more effective, is showing a kind of empathy and initiation. That's more effective. And then you gain people's respect. And then they look at you more like a human being than the stereotype that they've been believed to have. And that worked. It worked. So like we were sitting next to each other and we're just like, you know, and I just initiated with them. Oh, you know what? I read that there's like that Russian like TK cookie, right? Is that correct? Like, please share with me. Is that correct? You know, that you guys have that? Or is that just like, you know, something that I found online? And they were like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then they were like smiling. And what I also did was I had hung out with a Russian friend of mine. And I said, oh, yeah, I had like a Russian friend. And he was like introducing me to all this like Russian cool music and things like that. And then they were like smiling and like, you know, kind of showing some love, you know, because who doesn't love to hear about your interest in someone else's culture? I think everyone enjoys that. You know, everyone enjoys somebody that shows some empathy and initiation for interest. You know, when I was living in Korea and I was teaching English to my students, I always felt so happy that my students showed, the students that were good, of course, and worked hard, that they showed initiation to understand me. And it takes two to tango. So I showed initiation with them. So what I did to show respect to them, of course, is I studied some Korean language words. And then they would laugh, you know, because I would use it in class like caveman English and kind of be silly. And then I gained their respect. And then they would initiate with me and I would teach them some things about my culture as well. So there was that exchange. So that is basically how to break stereotypes in a sense. So in summary, basically be a role model. If you don't want to be stereotyped, break it by your behavior. Show people in your behavior that things are not always what they seem. Don't judge a book by its cover. Show initiation to learn and show some empathy of where they're coming from. And in addition to that, if you experience something really negative, then just show empathy. Just say, I can understand how that's frustrating. You know, it's frustrating when you have really bad experiences. Because I'll tell you, when I was teaching English as a second language in Korea, my coworker was telling me that she realized, I mean, I'm not trying to sound conceited or boast, but she was just telling me that she felt very grateful to have me as a teacher because I put so much effort into trying to meet the students halfway. They really appreciated that, my efforts with different lessons and creativity and things like that compared to some other English language instructors that they met or they heard about through their Korean, some, like they would go to Korean workshops and they would talk to some other Korean English teachers and they would complain about their English language teacher from another country not putting much effort into it compared to me where I put so much effort into it. And so she was expressing gratitude to me that I actually put forth a lot of effort. So, and I was like, of course, that's why I'm here. I'm here to learn. You know, that's one of the reasons why I initiated to come go abroad is to learn. I don't think you should go somewhere just to go somewhere. I think you should go somewhere because you want to learn and be educated and be a good makes you be a better person. Okie dokie. So that's pretty much sums up my advice on how to break negative stereotypes abroad or anywhere, really. And some examples. I'll probably get into this more a little later. But I hope this helps. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, and comment below. Please don't forget to check the online shop below for funding for our business project, which is going to help reduce the loneliness statistics. I'm in the process of having a few more funny and good designs coming out for the refreshperation line and the cute pet humor line that I think some people would enjoy. So, anyways, I hope you enjoyed this video and got some insight. And there'll be lots more videos to share because I'm your genie and I'm here to help, okay? Hopefully you have a good day, good night, and all that good stuff, okay? Bye-bye.